produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
This is Minister Brenda Litsolenyane Inspirational Talk on United Kingdom Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett.
Good day, Saints. Hope you are well. Let me remind you again, in case you are full of hopelessness and despair, the Lord is good. The Lord is great. The Lord is gracious. He's faithful. He's merciful. Praise Jesus. He loves you beyond your understanding. He loves you even when you are not convinced that God is still right there by your side. Praise Jesus. There's no other name. There's no other name. Oh, mighty man of all, praise Jesus, our Redeemer, the one who restores us, he will rebuild us, oh God, thank you, Jesus. He's worthy to be worshipped, he's worthy to be praised, thank you, Jesus. We honor you, Jesus. We honor you, Daddy. There is absolutely none like you. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just want us to tap into this worship. Ooh-wee. I'm overwhelmed by your presence, oh God. Who can stand before you, oh God? Unless they have clean hands and a pure heart, oh Lord. We lift your name, we lift your name. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. There's nowhere to hide, there's nowhere to go, and there is no way we can just turn against our God. Praise Jesus. He's the only one who can fix things. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. If things do not go the way you have planned or isn't, or you have been praying for years and years and years, uzibuze imibuzo, uti why is this not happening? I want to encourage you. Pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 16 says, pray without ceasing. Verse 17 says, give thanks in all circumstances. Mbonge, mbonge, mphefumulo wam, khawumbonge uJesu. Mororise, mudimi asahlolenkeletho, mudimi alerato, mudimi amosa. When you pray without ceasing, God is busy. Yesterday I said from the book of Isaiah, he is penetrating the camps of the enemy on your behalf. He's doing it. Thank you, Jesus. I read Isaiah 33. Praise you, Jesus. And then he comes like a mighty ship. Praise you, Jesus. And what he does, hallelujah. Praise Jesus. He's the one controlling the radar. Thank you, Jesus. He's the one saying, manje seguzo saila mina. Babonila bantwana bamba saila. Ngama ships, ngama boat. Praise Jesus. And somehow they were drowning. They were drowning. They were drowning. But basugume futhi bathatha ama oars. Thank you, Jesus. Trying to push this thing. Trying to push it. Going on the other side. I can see ukuthi namaphupho wakho uyaphupha mhlawumbe ukuthi uyagijima kodwa awufiki lapho. Do you hear what I'm saying? The Lord is saying, I must tell you today, He has seen the injustices in your life. The Lord has witnessed your pain. The Lord has witnessed your struggle, your frustration, your scorns. People have been scorning you, but you can't go and mocking you. Lo muntu uyakhuleka, lo muntu uyathandaza kodwa hayi. Impilo yakhe ayifiki. Lalela la. God is saying, now I'm taking charge. I'm that mighty ship in the book of Isaiah 33. I'm sailing. You know what? I'm pushing this thing for wena. Awudingeki namandla mina ngiyamuva on your behalf, praise Jesus. I'm penetrating the camps of the enemy for you. Forget about those oars. Bengivumile vele ukuthi uzisebenzisise. Excuse me. Bengivumile vele ukuthi you must use those oars. Masokwana ao. Hantso ulika hara sikepe na sausa hao. Modimo rene ke dumela vele hore o a sebedise hore o tlo tia in character o tlo tseba hore he emane. Ha ke hlolwa hona le motho, praise Jesus. Ha ke hlolwa hona le motho, khosi ya dikhosi, praise Jesus. So ke dumeletse uri di entse. Why pray without ceasing? Why pray without ceasing? It's because I wanted you to see hore one shoka. I want to appreciate you, my son, my daughter, for praying even when you didn't see anything. I want to appreciate you, my daughter, my son, for pushing even if you didn't see anything. For me, now it was me building your character. Remember the scripture that says, for character, you know, for suffering brings patience. For patience which builds character. Character which leads to hope. Hope which doesn't disappoint. Praise you, Jesus. So Uncle Nkulu was saying, Mina, when there are no benefits for your journey. There are benefits. Praise you, Jesus. You thought you can go to other people and ask for imvela piyako. Ubabuza kutu ya gupi. Lalela lana, mina ngunkulu nkulu. Senya akjela na mtlanje ngiti. Sekupelili sisiwe. Mina dala, ngibuga, injustice. I want you to read Isaiah 21. Unkulu nkulu ya kuluma nagu Isaiah 21. Dale luge kuluma na mgale scripture. And I didn't understand. But God is saying to you today, I've seen the injustices, but I want you to know that I'm about to give you justice, and I'm giving your enemies judgment. I'm giving your enemies judgment. No one else will help you to do it, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to give them judgment. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Here comes the mighty ship. There is no effort from your side. Ukhulekile, ukwenzile konke. Unkulunkulu athi qhubeka wena, pray without ceasing, but this battle is not yours. Ngeke ukwazi ukuyinqoba le battle, yimi kuphela engizokunqobela yona. Wena phusha, uyanqoba, igama lakho umanqoba. Praise you, Jesus, nyukupha amandla. Hey, praise you, Jesus. Modimo are ko rwesitse matla. Hallelujah. So ke batla go khothatsa today. Ke batla go khothatsa today. Ubuhlukuru obatla msebetsi sa uthole. Ubuhlukuru obatla lenyalo sa lethole. Ubuhlukuru wa kopantsa nkare ka ntlo, nkare ka koloi, nkare ka etsa soko heso, nkare tsa ho sa kopana. Ubuhluku ke injustice at least sanke mobe. Ubuhlukuru obe pregnant ka wealth, obe pregnant ka nthotsenga tabophelong ba opathe disabi teng hona le prophecies to them but o sa pepi ngwana wa hao ntate mdimare ke bone pregnancy etlileng as a result of nna ko rwesitse dintho or before you were born I already knew you. Praise Jesus. Modimo are bona nna se ke le teng ka sebele. Praise Jesus. Ke a o lukisetsa jano para ko lukisetsa glory ha etla ho nna ke qala pele ko lukisetsa ka hore ko bontse justice ho ba o ba ileng ba o etsa hampe. Hey, ba o yentse hampe ba bona mpho ya hao ba bona hore o tla ba bothata maphelong a bona ba o yetsa hampe but ke re nna ke tla restore go the book of Joel tsohle tsenkilweng ho wena ke tla di restore in the name of Jesus ka matla ibileng le ka quality hallelujah di locust tseo di canker worm tseo di great army tseo tse tlileng di anka di a inkela fela di a invade itsho jo le 21 ba kena ba invade ba inkela ntate mo di mare ke tla restore ngwanaka ke di bone di kele di tsao wa iputsa re wetsa halam ke batla o jotsa re vele ke buloi in the spirit onketswe in the spirit ba re mo di mare ke a gotlisa ke a gotlisa ke a gotlisa ke a gotlisa ene ke batla gore o qale o bue ke batla o bue o be ngwana wa ka o tla bua mantse a positive mantse a power ara didn't give you a spirit of fear go feel the spirit of love power and a sound mind Ooh, Erike blessed, ki delivered, I'm sanctified, I'm redeemed, I'm restored, I'm the child of the Most High God. In the name of Jesus, buari ntotseo, tibuwe, uskadimela mutabuwe kawena, but we no sabuwa. So Isaiah chapter 33 kupa we bale nka sekhono e bala today but ke re wena e bale because mudimo wa bua mo and eliko chapter 60 uya bua le rena mudimo I think it was in verse 5 akisabui maka are how so bona se ke setsang you look and be radiant o tla ba radiant fa hlosa o setla phaphama go bane o phaphama joang pilo a utlwe bohloko moya wa o robehile mudimo are your heart will throb and swell with joy. Imagine a piluele ya hao eki bilang kaya na maobane ko Isaiah 21 hore pilu ya hao haibe in the heart's king in the king of God's hands haibe mo and so that you are able to God is able to take your heart to the direction I batla. Ubo ni manene wetse matsonga mangata. Matsonga mangata. Babamba professor. Babamba itang. Tate mdimari takwano wanaka. We, nakiri your heart will swell. Will throb and swell with joy. Imagine apilua iruruha. Ezra chapter 60 verse 5. Iruruhi so akuri mudimu sawense hantle. Isa chaluruhi sa kibu shoko. Bona mudimu remove a poison. Kisizi neki buankayo. Now, Nache, Murimu is doing a great thing in your life. Kiaujwe, it's a beneficiary sita le fala hao. Base baemi, Murimu saba beile are. Kibao banaba hao. Kibao banaba ba tsweti moyeng, baba tsweti na menge. Kibao your family members. Baile nguhore ba struggle today because of your situation. Ooh, Murimu is restoring you. Murimu is restoring you. Wena rapela, rapela. Don't stop. Don't stop. In Jesus' name, I love you and appreciate you. In Jesus' name, may the Lord hide you under his blood. May you stay in his secret pavilion. I cover you with Psalm 91. You are blessed. Good day, saints. Hope you are well. The Lord is good. The Lord is faithful. The Lord is mighty. Hallelujah. He's gracious. Is great, praise Jesus. Who can be compared to this God that we serve? Remember, from the previous days, we've been talking about his promises that are yes and amen. When he said he will do it, when he says and when he said he will do something, he certainly did and he will certainly do it. Praise Jesus. And today, I just want to remind you of the fruit of the Spirit. Yesterday, we touched base on patience and forgiveness to say, growth in the kingdom of God is not based on the knowledge of the world, but there are principles, you know, there are methodologies. The methodologies, they are being, you know, conducted by the Holy Spirit. Praise Jesus. Jesus being the center of it all. Praise Jesus. So what happens? You need to understand who are you and why are you pursuing God? If you don't understand who are you and why are you pursuing God, then you'll find yourself following any other king. Hallelujah. You'll follow any other king, especially when you see where things are not going according to your expectations. You'll say, why has the Lord forsaken me? Why is God taking care of certain individuals? But why is God not saying anything to me? That is a voice of someone who says, I mean a man, so siyakhathala ngoba singena relationship noNkulunkulu. Praise you, Jesus. So I want to talk to you today. Who is leading your paths? Praise you, Jesus. Who is your Jehovah Rohi? Who is your shepherd? Hallelujah. You know, when you read the book of Proverbs 21, verse 1, it says the heart of the king is in God's hands. He directs it like a watercourse wherever he pleases. It means the heart of a king is a sandlen sakankulunkulu. When a person wants to know which direction I ought to take, what must I say? What must I do in these challenging seasons? Then this person begins to see God moving, you know, before them. Praise you, Jesus. But God cannot do that if inhliziyo zethu singavumi. I want to challenge you today. Uzamile konke. Uzamile konke. May the Lord be the one who's going to lead you. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You can say that to the Lord and say, Lord, ngikunikeza inhliziyo yami. Ungihole. Praise you, Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Uthi, my heart is so stretched. My heart is bruised. Ngilimele, Nkosi yami, ngilimele. Kodwa ngiyakudinga. Thank you, Jesus. I need you. I need you, Jesus. I need you. I need you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. He is the lover of your soul. Praise you, Jesus. Ooh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I want to challenge you today. Gore le wena o ipotse dipotso pele ya ka e holwa ke mang. Nthotse ke dietsang ka fela ke mang o mphushetsang ka tsona. I'm saying this because in these perilous times, in these difficult times when the economy is speaking, you know, hopelessness. The economy is also a principality. It's saying to us, now I'm going to take a downturn for a long period. And when it takes an upswing, I don't know. Maybe when we are talking about death. No, I'm talking about spiritual death, where your faith would have been challenged to such an extent that you follow other gods. You know, I was just reflecting this morning, and this is what was led in my spirit. In these difficult times, when the scripture says the love of many shall grow cold, it means people would have started with God. You can't say ke rata Modimo o sa rate batho ba gae. You can't say o rate batho but o rate Modimo. So when your love grows cold, it means you started with what? With God. You removed, you know, yourself from the plug. Because when you are connected to the plug, a gona taba gore go etsa galang around you, but the plug gives you, the electricity gives you this ability to strive, you know, against all odds. Remember, Maban Rite, the joy of the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. And we say, his ability, praise you, Jesus. So his abilities can only be measured through the interaction with his Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. So, Utabona, what I'm talking about, many people will turn to other gods. And takoblele gore what are other gods? Satanism. I'm going to mention it. People will be so cruel, so jealous, so angry. You know, when you are angry, when you are jealous, all those things, dear tan, ke the fruit of the flesh, and the enemy will come. Atolor utorin tota hai. I'll bless him more and more and more. Be careful. Then I'll bless her more. That's why Modimo are in the last days, knowledge yaka, it la increase, it cover the earth as the water covers the seas. Knowledge yaka, nakita wikin tite nete, marka tibore. Darkness, wabona ichoko Isaiah 60. See, darkness and thick darkness covers the earth and it covers the people. Hey, but my glory rises. So, kina ko sentiri prepare kwa yona, ube careful hore o qoqale mang ingi, ube careful hore o re mang a rapedise ing, ube careful hore, you know, o lela kai, uko wiphutho le ngwana Modimo, uko tsebe yo altar hore, ke rapela ko kai, ke bua le mang, o etsala ing. Kabane, sometimes people that you think they will be listening to your conversations, but la dinka,
Barches says, Utlor u dream and to a kananka. Lankutla kiremba heights. Diabo in the body of Christ, diabo, repilamona kongetata, repilamona kongelore, retanta retibor, kiman kosia, kosi moreno, amarena, retibor, recopa mang, retamale mang, here, sebeleta mang, and a retam, hey, praise you, Jesus. So, Piluya, how I see plucked in the Holy Spirit, kyoblella. Kaujeta, pilot lotama e jumpa jumpa jumpa, matso hoka matso, ami futa futa, amang matso asheba hala akar a warm. And when I out to Emma, little Holland Carrelly, Limu food, you can take it all on a little press some pillow ya how, lit tibats a pillow ya, Utola say titibani, say tletsi, we put our wet alarm batung, Kimo painting, wet alarm, can't hear Uma pillow ya how, we feel them at all are wrong. So my best advice, Kiri, if a pillow ya how. Mudim, ha ebe mo matsong a mudim, ebe yena etsang a itsamaisang wa gona utlwa ka re pelo ya ka re ba heavy a etseng a tlose boima bona hallelujah a utlwa ka re pelo ya ha o ka re ya ruruga modimo a etseng a gotsetse back a re ngwana ka bona be still and know that I'm God. Hey man, be still and know that I'm God. Praise you, Jesus. Modimo a bona ka re pelo ya ba tlo jumpa jumpa o ka re ba tlo mosia a re bona the devil is like a roaring lion, you know, he's looking for someone to devour. O ska jumpa out of my hand, stand still, stand still. I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, there are times when you feel like, you know, my heart is so cold. My heart is so cold, Daddy. My heart is so cold. Why am I not loved? Why is there no one coming across my path? Why is no one saying, I want to marry you? Why is no one saying, I yes to my proposal, or can I marry you? Why didn't Totaka di Saka Sakana? Why when I tried to be stable in relationships, didn't you say Sama and Tatimba, Tlakwano, Tlakwano, be still and know that I'm God. Tlakwano, Tlakwano, I've loved you with an everlasting love. Ulibeti, the height, the depth, the width, hey, the length of my love. Ukaskonui mejara, that's how much I love you. Kurata lao sanrate, kaukurata lao ntibeti, naki dule mole 24/7. My eyes are working to moving to and fro. Go shabby, the Kerwanaka Kiole. Haka Tafela. I'm watching you day and night. Leheba Hutusa Tukubanaba to Baubarang Wanaba Rata. Now Anaka Kio Rata Fiti Sisa. So Kibatojeta today. Whatever is in your house right now. O Nahana Horauna Yona. Kupoyo Kumuratu Owa How. Jesso. Jesso Kimuratu Owa How. Ore Kikupong Fair Provision. Kikupan Tongulungwe Kupang. Hauna kutsa winter how na di diaparo tsa winter how na enough furniture how na eng bona nthengwe lengwe sna nyona a ke go ditlwela mo lefatsheng so ke mang o re tshwantse o emele wena ha di nthodi le right di kopane how na ntho tshwantse kopane ke Jesu a kopantsang or I'm the way and the truth and the life. Praise you, Jesus. I'm the way, the truth and the life. No one goes to the Father except through me. It means bona in my Father's house there are many mansions. Nthengwe lengwe e batlang e tla ho nna. Praise you, Jesus. Jesus, call unto me and I will answer you and I will show you greater things that you never knew of. Ungakali, ungakivapi. Whether you are tormented, kwenzakala nempilweni yakho, mina nguNkulunkulu ngizolungisa. Woza kimi ngane yami, khalela kimi ngane yami. Ngibonile konke, ngibonile injustice, yothando empilweni yakho. Ngibonile ukuthi ufila ngathi wena you are not worth it, but I'm telling you, in you feeling unworthy, mina ngunkulunkulu ngiyakubona uyazibuza ukuthi abantu abakhuthazi abantu bakushiye unjalo abantu kwenzakalani. You've got so many questions. God says be still, hey, be still and know that I'm God. Be silent ngoba what I'm about to do, it's beyond your human comprehension. Nkulunkulu says to you today, ngiyakuthanda, I've loved with an everlasting love. Aurata mwanaka, ntsepe, 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 ntsepe. Hallelujah. Pina iri, kina ya letsware lang, kina ya lifurisang. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Kina ya letsware lang. Murimu tla utswarele. Hano sete mebi pilwa jampile kene matonga wrong. Murimu kina ya lifurisang. Murimu tla ufurisa. Don't worry. bomme ba leng platformong le sekabela tshwenyega gore bana ba lona ba ko kae ba le lebetse ke re ba bang le ba godisitse spiritually ba bang le ba godisitse in the biological manner ba bang ke bana ba moyeng praise Jesus hona le bomme hona le bontate mona hona le bana mona hona le ba ausi mona hona le ba buti mona ke batla o jotsa ke re modimo o teng o re ko jotsa today o re se mo sa hao a se motshose o fitisitse batho ba bangata ba le mo seemong se ba sena next ntate modimo ba etsa hantle ke kopa hore o morate tonight o kope fela tshwarelo modimo kopa tshwarelo o doubta and o tla mmona o tlo etsetsa mohlolo I love you and I appreciate you stay blessed.
This was Inspirational Talk by Minister Brenda Letsholenyane, produced by Kayla Paget on United Kingdom Radio Network USA World.
Produced by Kayla Paget on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA. 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers. 1-888-201-5313.
Good day, everyone. You're listening to United Kingdom Radio Network USA World. My name is Chief Ambassador Chi, all the way from Johannesburg, South Africa. And welcome to this broadcast today. Brethren in Christ, we've been afforded this time again to share the word with you. We are thankful for this opportunity. This indeed is surely the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Please keep us in your prayers as we pray for yourselves and your family members, and let us keep the cycle or the culture of praying for one another. Carrying on. That is one of the greatest gifts you can give unto anyone, praying for them. So please keep us in your prayers and our family members too, as we ourselves pray for yourself and your family members. In Jesus' name, amen. Has it come across your mind, believers in Christ, of doing right with your neighbor, especially that one you have wronged, but you just seem to have tendencies of Pharisees and Sadducees instead of asking for forgiveness from the one you have sinned against? You think that asking for forgiveness from God is enough. Bearing something in mind that the individual is still alive. The individual is alive, is not as far from yourself, or is not far at all from where you are, but then upon doing them wrong, you think you can only ask for forgiveness from God. That's completely unbiblical. It shows manners when you apologize to whoever you have wronged and plead or ask for their forgiveness. Beyond that point, should they decide to forgive or not to forgive, now that is up to them. And beyond this point, your hands are clean. Unlike thinking that you can just sweep your error against your neighbor under the carpet, and it be like water under the bridge, you forget about everything. It shows manners when you when you plead for forgiveness from your neighbor, especially the one you've sinned against, and not to your priest, not to your folks, not to anyone else but your neighbor, and most definitely not to God. It's a biblical thing and way to ask for forgiveness from your neighbor. I've seen that. The way your pride is so great, you use God as an all-save. But whereas you have injured my knee, you can't go and ask God for forgiveness without asking for forgiveness for myself. You wreck your neighbor's car, or you break your neighbor's window. The Lord's Prayer is not going to do much, really, without you asking for forgiveness from the one you have wronged and committing yourself to correcting the error in which you have committed unto your neighbor. It's funny how people try to bypass a lot of other things and think that they can just go directly to God. If it's not with salvation, I don't know why. People think, and that means this so-called prominent person is in trouble, that Jesus cannot be the only way to the Father. I don't know what you're smoking or what counsel you're under, but whatever it is, there is still time for repentance. Repent of your evil ways. Jesus is the way to the Father. I don't know why people think that they can bypass things and just go straight to God. There's no such thing. For you to ask for forgiveness from God, you need to ask for forgiveness from your neighbor in which you have wronged, or else you're wasting your time. You're asking for problems that will never go away when you partake in such prideful actions. Why am I bombarding you all with asking for forgiveness from your neighbor? It's quite simple. Let us open our Bibles to the book of 2 Samuel chapter 11. 2 Samuel chapter 11 reads as follows. Then it happened in spring, at the time when the kings go out to battle, that David sent Joab and his servants with him, and all Israel, and they destroyed the Ammonites and besieged Rabbah. But David remained in Jerusalem. One evening, David got up from his couch and was walking on the roof of the king's palace, and from there he saw a woman bathing, and she was very beautiful in appearance. David sent word and inquired about the woman. Someone said, "Is this not Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite?" David sent messengers and took her. When she came to him, he lay with her, and when she was purified from her uncleanness, she returned to her house. The woman conceived, and she sent word and told David, "I am pregnant." Then David sent word to Joab, saying, "Send me Uriah the Hittite." So Joab sent Uriah to David. When Uriah came to him, David asked him, how Joab was and how the people were doing and how the war was progressing. Then David said to Uriah, "Go down to your house and wash your feet." Uriah left the king's palace and a gift from the king was sent out after him. But Uriah slept at the entrance of the king's palace with all the servants of his lord and did not go down to his house. When they told David, Uriah did not go down to his house, David said to Uriah, "Have you not come from a journey? Why did you not go to your house?" Uriah said to David, "The ark and Israel and Judah are staying in huts, and my lord Joab and the servants of my lord are camping in the open field. Should I go to my house to eat and drink and lie with my wife? But your life and the life of your soul, I will not do this thing." Then David said to Uriah, "Stay here today as well, and tomorrow I will let you leave." So Uriah remained in Jerusalem that day and the next. Now David called him, and he ate and drank with him, so that he made Uriah drunk in the evening. He went out to lie on his bed with his servants, with the servants of his lord, and did not go down to his house. In the morning, David wrote a letter to Joab and sent it with Uriah. He wrote in the letter, "Put Uriah in the front line of the heaviest fighting and leave him so that he may be struck down and die." So it happened that as Joab was besieging the city, he assigned Uriah the place where he knew the violent men were positioned. Excuse me. And the men of the city came out and fought against Joab, and some of the people among the servants of David fell. Uriah the Hittite also died. Then Joab sent word and informed David of all the events of the war. And he commanded the messenger, "When you have finished reporting all the events of the war to the king, then if the king becomes angry and he says to you, 'Why did you go so near to the city to fight? Did you not know that they would shoot from the wall who killed Abimelech, the son of Jerubshabeth?' Was it not woman who threw an upper millstone on him from the wall so that he died at Tabes? Why did you go so near the wall? Then you shall say, 'Your servant Uriah the Hittite is also dead.'" So the messenger left, and he came and told David everything that Joab had sent him to report. The messenger said to David, "The men indeed prevailed against us and came out to us in the field, but we were on them and pushed them as far as the entrance of the gate. Then the archers shot at your servants from the wall. Some of the king's servants are dead, and your servant Uriah the Hittite is also dead." Then David said to the messenger, "Tell Joab this: do not let this thing disturb you, for the sword devours one as well as another." strengthen your battle against the city and overthrow it. And so encourage Joab. When Uriah's wife heard that her husband was dead, she mourned for her husband. And when the time of mourning was past, David sent word and had her brought to his house, and she became his wife and bore him a son. But the thing that David had done was evil in the sight of the Lord. So, David's pride, instead of confessing to the Hittite of the wrong he has caused unto him through his wife, he is trying to cover for his sin. And what? How is he trying to cover for his sin? To let this man lay with his wife so that the baby may appear, or the pregnancy may appear, as if it were that of Uriah the Hittite, instead of King David. Here's what David failed to do. He failed to possess humility to plead for forgiveness from the man in whom he had wronged. Let's continue in verse 12 of 2 Samuel. It reads as follows. And the Lord sent him to David, and he came and said to him, there are two men in a city, one rich and another poor. The rich man had a very large number of flocks and herds. But the poor man had nothing but one little ewe lamb, which he had purchased and nourished, and it grew up together with him and his children. It ate his food and drank from his cup. It lay in his arms and was like a daughter to him. Now a traveler came to the rich man, and to avoid taking one of his own flock or herd, to prepare for the traveler who had come to him, he took the poor man's ewe lamb and prepared it for his guest. Then David's anger burned intensely against the man, and he said to Nathan, as the Lord lives, the man who has done this deserves to die. He shall make restitution of the ewe lamb four times as much, because he did this and had no compassion. Then Nathan said to David, you are the man. Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, I anointed you as king over Israel, and I spared you from the hand of Saul. I gave you your master's house and put your master's wives into your care and under your protection. And I gave you the house of Israel and of Judah. And if they had been too little, I would have given you much more. Why have you despised the word of the Lord by doing evil in his sight? You have struck down Uriah the Hittite with the sword and have taken his wife to be your wife. You have killed him with the sword of the Ammonites. Now therefore the sword shall never depart from your house, because you have despised me and have taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your wife. Thus says the Lord, behold, I stir up evil against you from your own household, and I will take your wives before your eyes and give them to your companion, and he will lie with your wives in broad daylight. Indeed, you did it in secretly, But I do this thing before all Israel and in broad daylight. David said to Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said to David, the Lord also has allowed your sin to pass. You shall not die. Nevertheless, because by this deed you have given opportunity to the enemy of the Lord to blaspheme, the son that is born to you shall certainly die. Then Nathan went to his home. So, seems like a well-devised plan and all that, but then the Lord saw this evil. This was indeed evil in the sight of the Lord, and David paid greatly. Look, even generations later, they paid for the deeds of David, laying with someone else's wife. And instead of coming out clean and being of a repenting spirit, he tried to cover his sin instead of being right with God. I wonder how many Davids are there who have killed people they were supposed to apologize to, and forever that zone that was supposed to have closure. Has been, yeah, dealt with in a heathen-like manner. Ask for forgiveness to the correct people. Don't give repentance to God what does not belong to God. Or repentance to God that is supposed to be repentance to man. And neither repentance to God that, or repentance that belongs to God, giving it to man. Don't commit that error, believers in Christ. Do not commit that error. Because now, look at the mess that David put his family in. How many brethren in Christ out there have placed their families in harm's way in the same way David has placed his family? All through refusing to repent to the correct personnel or person we've offended. Pride will never take you far. Our God is a humble God, including the Lord Jesus, including the Holy Spirit. Repent to those you have wronged, so that you may be right with man and you may be right with God. Repent.
Well, that's all we had time for today. Let us meet next week, same time, same place, the Lord willing. This is your radio station, United Kingdom Radio Network, USA World. My name is Chico Otu, all the way from Joburg, South Africa. God bless you.